Bueno, everybody had a enjoyable young first. In the car last night with some stuff, we were discussing the idea that it's hard to leave Yontif. We say that it kasha lipidasha. It's hard to leave Yontif. What's interesting is that the idea of kasha lipidasha is on the seventh day of, the source of it is on the seventh day of Sukkot. Where we say kasha lipidashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after having such a geshmak together during the Yontif of Sukkot, and then Hashem gives us Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is supposed to be a way that we cling together to make it all worth it, like the final hurrah, the grand finale. And the same thing is true with Atzeres, not just Shmini Atzeres, but also Atzeres, which is Shavuos, is an idea of kasha lipidashem. That when we find even in the Megillah itself, Megillah Sros, which represents everything of what Shavuos is all about, that when Ros and Ami, when they saw to it that it may be appropriate for Ros to go back to her homeland, so she says to Naomi, "Hamavas Yafi Beni Benecha, there's nothing which can separate us." And this is really the idea of what takes place at this point, as we've gone beyond Shavuos, that Rus represents Shavuos, and Naomi represents the Ne'imos HaTorah, the sweetness of Torah. But if a person had a Ne'imos HaTorah, if he had a sweetness in Torah, then Rus says to Naomi, "I'm never going to leave you." Shavuos says to the Ne'imos HaTorah, that you can take me along the entire year. You can take Shavuos along the entire year, because if you take Ne'imos HaTorah, the sweetness of Torah, then you take Shavuos with you the whole year. I mean, there's no period between Rus and Ami. There's no period between Shavuos and the Torah. That every day should be a Shavuos. Like Chazal say, Yihyu Beinecha Kachadashim. That every single day should be as if you're receiving the Torah. Which is why the Mefarshim say that it doesn't say in the Torah that Shavuos is a Yom Matan Torah. We say that. We call it Matan Torah Seinu. But the Torah doesn't call it that. And the Mefarshim say it's because every single day is a Matan Torah. Every day there's a Ne'imos HaTorah, that's the Bechina of Shavuos, the sweetness, the very first day as if you got it. So when there's no period between Rus and Na'ami, between Shavuos and the Ne'imos HaTorah, that's Shavuos. So Rus vin Na'ami is Gematria Shavuos. Because that combination of Rus and the Ne'imos HaTorah, that's the essence of what Shavuos is about. So that's our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should take Shavuos with us the entire year, we should have the Ne'imos HaTorah the entire year, and the MS, Alpi Halacha, and Alpi Pnimius, these next few days of Tashlumin, of the Karbanos, of the Chag, it's still an aspect of Shavuos, especially today, which is Isru Chag, Isru Chag Bavoisin, that we tie down the Chag, the special added Ha'ara of Yontif, so we should have the ability in this Chosim with Hashem to take Shavuos and Matan Torah every single day of the year by then. So Kasha Lapidaschem, it's hard to leave Megillas Rus, so we have one more day to speak about some beautiful Inyanim. With Hashem, about the Inyan of Megillas Rus. My Inyan, you know, Shmita Eitzel HaSina, and my Inyan, Rus Eitzel Shavuos. The obvious one is that it's coming to be the Chazik, the Yichus of David HaMelech. Perhaps it's more than just that. And we know that really the Yichus of David HaMelech, the validity of David HaMelech's Yichus, revolves around the Drasha of Me'avi V'le Me'avis. Chazal say that Boaz Darshan, this Me'avi V'le Me'avis, which allowed Rus to enter into the Kahal Hashem, versus Ploni Amoni, whose name was Tov, that he wasn't ready to put his Yichus in jeopardy. And he missed up on that opportunity, and he's blamed for that. This idea of Me'avi V'le Me'avis in Mitzvah, I'd like to just focus on that. And the idea of Akdamos, why we read Akdamos on Shavuos, seems very perplexing. Like, what does Akdamos have to do with Shavuos? Why is it called Akdamos? And lastly, the Gemara says that the reason why Rus is called Rus is mipnei shirivuhu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'tishbachos. So, that the word rivuhu is the shirish of the word Rus. That's all good, but what about the tough? What about the tough of the word Rus? Rivuhu is the ration of love. That's all very nice, but what about the tough? How does that fit into Rus? If we take a look at the relevance of Rus to Shavuos, the Chiddush Shearim says a very critical point. He says that when we take a look at the fact that Rus was allowed entry into Klal Yisrael, because of the drasha me'aviv le'me'avis, this drasha was not yet known. Where did it come from? How did it come about? The Chiddush Shearim says that Rus had such a desire to become a Yid, but the desire itself gave birth to the drasha me'aviv le'me'avis. What we see from here, which is it's a powerful testimony to the koach haratzon, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah Shem, that the koach haratzon of a Yid is so powerful that there's something which is called Torah, and the Torah has gevulos and drashos and ways to go about, and never ever are there any gevulos which a person cannot break down or open up through the power of ratzon. Ein davar omi b'fnei ratzon. I'm not sure if that's a chazal or just a phrase in Torah that tzaddikim say, but that's the truth. But the ratzon comes from the keser, which is the highest sphera. And even Torah, which is Chachma, that there's an akuda within the Ratzon, that if a Yid's Ratzon is so strong, then even doors in Torah will open up for him. Drashos will be created in order for him to find his way. Chazal say, Tshuva is Daime al Hayam. That the Yam is always open, and so too Tshuva is always open. You can always go to a mikveh in the Yam. Sometimes the mikveh is open, sometimes it's closed. But the Yam is a mikveh which is always open. And that's Tshuva. Tshuva is a mikveh that is always open. You don't have to pay anything, it's free, it doesn't have any hours. You can always go. That's the Indian of Tshuva, that Tshuva is higher than Torah. As the Yerushalmi says, that it was asked, Ma yas chayte, what should a chayte do to be misakin his averos? So Torah says, Yavi karban v'yischaper, he should bring a karban. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yas et Tshuva. There's something which is called Tshuva, which is even higher than Torah. Then in that we say that if a Yid has a strong ratzon to be Tshuva, to be Shav, Al Sharshav Al Mishpachtai, which is the Indian of Yovel, which is the Gematria Yam, which is me, which is 50, which is the Indian of Shavuos, that if the Ratzon is so strong, then the doors are open, and even the doors of Torah will open to allow a person to do Tshuva.
Karban is Torah?
So Torah says, Yavi Karban Vizchaper. Yeah. Torah says that.
Don't we say in the Bracha on Tshuva, Shmona Esrei is the only time we mention Torah, Shmona Esrei?
Mm-hmm. It's because Tshuva is the Shevesh HaTorah. That's why the very last thing the Torah talks about, Kimat, is in Parshas Nitzavim, where it says, Ki ha-mitzvah azois, lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever layam, it's not in shamayim, it's not me'ever layam. If hi chal v'vav chal asai seh, the Ramban says that's talking about tshuva. That the whole tachas of Torah is tshuva. I say tshuva always comes at the end of everything. The last day of the year, which is Yom Kippur, is a day of tshuva. The last day of the month, which is Yom Kippur Katan, is a day of tshuva. The last moment of the week is Shabbos. Shabbos is a lashon tshuva. Last moment of every day is Kriya Shema Lamita, which is the man of Tshuva. Tshuva is always b'saif, because the saif is always the tachlis. So Torah brings to Tshuva. The tachlis of Torah is that mitzvah at the end, Kiyah mitzvah zayis. And that's exactly what it says in the Megillas Rus. It says, Boaz says to Rus, he says, Heitavt chazdecha acharon min harishon. That your chesed acharon is greater than the rishon. Which means that the koyach of your ratzon was so great that it outdueled the Rishon, which is Torah, which is called Rishus. The Rekoyach HaTshuva is higher than Torah. That with a strong, strong Ratzon, if a person has a Ratzon to do Tshuva, to return to Klal Yisrael, which is what Rus was, she was a fallen spark of Kedusha, for her to come back with that Ratzon Chazak, which is the Keser, which is Nignas within the Malchus, it's even higher than Chachma. This is the Indian of Evan Masl HaBainim HaYisrael Rosh Pina, which will be Masbir Mitzvah Shem. It comes out. If you take a look at the Indian of Mayavi, the line Mayavis, that Boyaz Dashin Lo Yavul Amayni Umayavi the Kalashen Mayavi, the line Mayavis, that the only difference between the word Mayavi and the word Mayavis is one letter. That's a tough. It means that the entire ability for Rus to come into Klal Yisrael, and for David HaMelech to come into Klal Yisrael, was through the letter Tav. The reason why this is significant is because the letter Aleph is a letter of Chachma, which is the first letter in the Aleph base. It's a letter of Chachma, Aluf. It's a letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aluf HaShel Olam. it represents Chaim and Chiyus. And as the Sfarim say, the Baal Shem Tov says that if you go down the Aleph Beis, the letters get weaker and weaker and weaker. Until you come to Tav, which the Zayar says that the letter Tav is the letter of Misa.
It's not so tough.
Right? It's the letter of Misa, the Zayar says. This letter of Misa was the letter in which David HaMelech used in order to get into Klal Yisrael. Right? The letter which is the lowest letter of them all. The letter of the Malchus, which is what David represents, David HaMelech. He used that last letter to find entry into Klal Yisrael. This is what David HaMelech says, Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha Pitachta L'Maiseira. Ani Avdecha, I am your Eved. It also refers to Oved, who was born to Rus. That was the name of the son. Ben Amasecha. Who's Amasecha? Who's the real Amasecha? So the Medrash says, Amasecha here refers to Rus. I am your Eved that comes from Rus, that I was born to Rus, David HaMelech says. He considers himself a child of Rus. In fact, Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha is Begmatria Rus Maivia. And then he says, Pitachta L'Maiseirai. You opened up my chains, meaning you allowed me to come into Klal Yisrael. By letting Rus in, you opened me up. Pitachta L'Maiseirai. Pitachta is the letters Pesach Tav. You opened up the Tav. You opened up the Tav to let me come into Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Ratzon of David HaMelech, which was so, so strong, and that's really what fueled Rus, it was that she had the neshama of David, and David HaMelech's Ratzon to come to Klal Yisrael was so, so strong. That's why through that letter Tav, that Pitachta, he was allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. This is the site of what it says in Tehillim. David says, V'yis'av HaMelech Yafyech, that the Melech, that he loves you, the Melech loves you, V'yis'av is a Lashon Taiva. The letter Tav, Tav Aleph Vav, is a Lashon of Taiva, which is the opposite of the letter Aleph, which is the letter of Chachma. As the Rambam says, that where you find Chachma, you're not going to find Arayas. And where you find Arayas, if the lev is Panim in a Chachma, then immediately the heart fills with Arayas. Because Chachma, which is the letter Aleph, and the letter Tav, which is the letter of Taiva, the Stira Zebuzeh. The Rishon and the Acharon don't go together. But David HaMelech, because his taiva, that he was malu the taiva from Gashmias to a taiva Ruchnias, there was neskayim on him, Vayis'av HaMelech Yafyech, that the letter of the Malchus, which is the letter of the Tav, that Hashem desired David HaMelech so much, that it even went higher than Chachma, it went higher than the Das HaTayr, and that allowed David HaMelech into Klal Yisrael. This is the secret of Evan Masu HaBainim, Ha'isal Reish Pina. The spies rock, it becomes the highest, it becomes the cornerstone. Sefer Yetzirah says that the letters are called Avanim. And these Avanim make words which are called Batim. Evin Masu Habayinim means the despised letter. The despised letter is the letter of Tav, which is the lowest letter in the Aleph Beis. And the Bainim are called the Talmidei Chachamim. Altikir Banayach, Ela Bainayach. Right? So the Bainim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they were Evin Masu Habayinim. They didn't believe in the letter Tav of the Drasha Mayavi Velei Mayavis, which is why Taiv, his name was Taiv, which is Ein Taiv Ela Taira. That the Taira doesn't see the godless of the letter Tav, because Aleph doesn't see the godless of the letter Tav. However, Evin Masu Habainim Hayasa L'Raish Pina. That Hashem took the letter Tav and it made it into the highest letter of them all. The letter of which the Aleph Beis begins. If you take the Sofei tables of Evin Masu Habainim Hayasa L'Raish Pina, it spells Tav. Tav, Vav, the letter Tav. That's why it's Sofei tables, because it's the last. Right? The last letter of the Aleph, which is the Tav, which the Bainim that they despised, that the Talmidei Chachamim didn't like, the Taiv didn't like, that letter became the highest letter of them all, even higher than the Aleph. What's interesting is that the Keser of David HaMelech, the Gemara says, that it really didn't sit on his head. It was suspended in air by magnets. Magnets. The reason why magnets suspended the hair of David HaMelech, and this is a very long shmooze, this unit of magnets, is that a magnet is called an Evan Hashel Eves. Evan Hashel Eves. A magnet is a despised rock. Because it used to be that you can't build with the rocks were used for building. You can't build with a rock, which is a magnet. It's going to cause all the rocks, all the stones which you're building with, to come towards it and everything will crumble. You can't possibly use an Evan Hashel Eves, a magnet, for a cornerstone. But David HaMelech, not only did he used it for his keser. And he suspended his keser in the hair, using the Evan Hashel Eves to show that the heaviest things in the world you can lift with a magnet. This is the reason why they made the pyramids, by the way. They had the koyach of magnets in Mitzrayim. They knew how to use magnets to lift very heavy things. probably how they were able to build the walls of the Kaisel, Amaravi, and all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash using magnets. Because these walls were, you ever see the size of these stones? These are the biggest stones you've ever seen, the stones in the of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Dovan HaMelech, who built the Kaisel, Chazal say, and the Beis HaMikdash, which he was the founder of, he used the Kayacha magnets to build the entire Beis HaMikdash. That's why he used the Evan HaShoeves in order to suspend the Keser. And by the way, Bizman Azeh, the Evan HaShoeves has literally become the Evan Masu'ev and Ha'ezer HaShoeves. Because although you can't build with magnets, and people can say, what can you use a magnet for if you can't build with it? Today, all technology comes from magnets.
MRIs,
the whole thing. Everything runs on magnets. All technology runs on magnets. That's literally a key of Evan Masu'ev and Ha'ezer HaShoeves. That's for another time in Yitzhak. The Shoeves is the Osiel Shav Tav, Chuv of the letter Tav. This idea of Hayesel Reish Pina happens to be Pina as a Gematria Kahal. David HaMelech was allowed into the Kahal Hashem through this letter Tav. This is the secret of what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Ta'avti li Shuasecha, Ta'avti li Pikudecha. Ta'av, in this context, is not Tav Aleph Vav, but Tav Aleph Beis. What's the secret of Tav Aleph Beis? The David HaMelech says, it's one of the only times in Aleph Tanakh you find that the word Ta'av, because of the Tav before the Aleph Beis. Okay? David HaMelech used the letter Tav and he put it before. And he says, then my Yeshua and my Pekuda comes from the Shirish of this word Ta'av, but the Tav comes before the Aleph Beis. Ta'avti the Yeshua Secha, Ta'avti the Pekudacha. That's why the word Ma'avis is actually combined of the words Yom Ta'ev, the day of Ta'ev, which is the essence of what Shavuos is. Shavuos is the essence of being Male, the Tav, to the beginning of the Aleph Beis. It's in of Evan Masu Habayim Ha'isal Reish Pina. It's before the Aleph and the Beis. That's the secret of Ta'ev, what David says, Ta'avti, which allows him to come into Klal Yisrael. With this, we can understand what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. It says Bereishis. Bereishis, the Zohar says, is a combination of the words Ta'ev Shir, that Hashem desires Shira. Shira, of course, is David HaMelech, the Ne'im Zemiras Yisrael. And Ta'ev Shir is the site of David HaMelech. And he took the first word, which is Bereishis, which is the Reishis, which is the Tchila Satayra, and he makes it into Ta'ev Shir. That it's Male. He's Male this Reishis into the secret of Ta'ev Shir, which David HaMelech, through his Shira and through his Ta'ev, through his taiva, he was able to enter into Kahal Yisrael. And on this, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says, "Penei elai v'chaneini, turn to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and find chanina in me." Chain is the inyan of Shavuos, which is the eighth day, right? Because there's 7 weeks, and then it's Ches. Shavuos is the beginning of the eighth week, which is the letter Ches, and it's the 50th day. So Chain is the site of Shavuos. "Penei elai v'chaneini," Penei is Kahal. It says, "Pnei elai v'chaneini," on Shavuos, which is the Indian of Chain, allow me to come into Klal Yisrael. And he says, "V'hoshia leben amasecha," save ben amasecha. Who's ben amasecha? That's what we said before, that's David. "Hareinu ois l'tayva," show me a good letter. Show me a good letter. What good letter? Which letter is the ois l'tayva? That's the Tav. That's like, ois is, if you rearrange the letter ois, it spells the letter Tav. "Hareinu ois l'tayva," give me a good letter. What's the good letter? Take the Tav and make it an Ois L'Taiva. So that's the Pshat. Pnei Elai V'Chaneini, allow me into the Kahal Hashem. V'Hashir L'Ben Amasecha, save me, the son of Rus. How? Harinu Ois L'Taiva. Through the Ois L'Taiva. By making a good letter. And Ois L'Taiva is a Gematria Mo'avis. If you take that Tav and you apply it to my Avi, to make my Avis, so then it becomes an Ois L'Taiva, which is Gematria my Avis, to allow David HaMelech into the Kahal Yisrael. This is the secret of Akdamos. Akdamos can be arranged to spell the word Kadam Os, the letter before. The letter before. The letter before an Aleph is a Tav. Right? You have to go to the letter before it. Meaning, don't look at the Aleph, look at the Tav before the Aleph base. That's why it's called Akdamos. And with this, you can understand why every single stanza in Akdamos ends with the letters Tav Aleph. Tav Aleph.
Wow.
The Tav before the Aleph. That's Akdamos. Look at the Ois HaKoidim before the Aleph, and every stanza ends with a Tav and an Aleph.
Some have a Dagish, some don't.
So cute, David. This is the secret of the Ois HaKoidim. is also, by the way, the inyan of Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Tikkun Leil Shavuos is taking the first three letters, the first three psukim of every single sefer, and the last three psukim of every sefer, right? Taking the reishis, the Tikkun Leil Shavuos takes the first three psukim of every sefer and the last, which is the aleph, which is the first, and the last, which is the tav. And you makasher them together. You make an aleph and a tav together. Makasher the achris and the reishis. That's the site of that. And perhaps the first three letters also is because ta'ev are the first three letters of the aleph base, tav, aleph, base. Each one of the psukim corresponds to the tav, the aleph, and the base. And David HaMelech says that because of this tav, aleph, base, we know that David HaMelech is considered to be one of the Avos HaKadoshim. There's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then there's David. He's the regal Revi. He's the regal Revi. He's one of the Avos. Because of his taiva, because he was misavis so much to become one of Klai Yisrael, not only did he become part of Klai Yisrael, he went so high that he became one of the Avos. That's why Ta'ev is the Osios Avos. But David became one of the Avos. And on this, David HaMelech says, Al Tivayeni Regal Gava. Don't give me a Regal Gava. Why Regal Gava? Because you would think David would have Gaiva because he's the Regal Revi. So he says, no, because I'm a Regal Revi, he's Mespala, Al Tivayeni Regal Gava. Don't give me Gaiva because I'm a Regal Revi. Why would I have a Regal Revi? Because I'm one of the Avos. That's why Tivayeni is the Osios Ani Avos. I'm from the Avos. Even though I'm from the Avos, I'll tivay any regal gaiva. Don't give me a regal gaiva because of that.
Wasn't David's taiva the reason why he couldn't be one of the Avos because of the story with Bathsheba?
That's what brought him up.
Hmm? Because of his taiva with Bathsheba, he wasn't?
Yeah, didn't he want the test so he could be like the Avos and Hashem tested him and he failed? That was all his taiva.
But that also has to do with him being, with him raising up the taiva. Can't be Mazbe now, but he says, the reason why I failed Hashem is because you said I would fail. Only reason why I failed. That's true. He's also Malad. He was Malad the Taiva there also. It's a good kasha, but it's too much to discuss right now. So this is the secret of Mayavi Valei Mayavis. What's very interesting is that it says in the Torah, Lo Yavo Mo'avi Amoni U'Mayavi Bakal Hashem. Right? We spoke about once before the inyan of Ma'oros, of taking the word or and putting it within the maves, like the Zaya says, and being mafid the maves with the or. David HaMelech did exactly this. He took the letters Yavo, of what the Torah says, Lo Yavo Amoni Ma'avis B'Kal Hashem, and he put it into maves, and he made the word Ma'avis. He was mafid the maves with the letters Yavo. Because the word Yavo comes from the word Avi, which is the Lashon of Taiva, which we spoke about before. Hisa'iv, meaning to desire. That because his desire was so great, he took this avi, this desire, which is the osios yavo, and put it in the mavis, and he was mafrid the mavis, and he made mo'avis out of that. So therefore his entry into Klai Yisrael was within the mavis, within the letter tav, which is the os of mavis. He went through the mavis to get into Klai Yisrael. From a place where there was no way to get in. It says, Lo Yavi Amoni Mahavi B'Kal Hashem Li'aylam. Vasidrash Tovasam, Ushlaimasam, Koya Mecha Li'aylam. There was no way. It was impossible. It was Mamash Amakam of Misa. But he found a path within the Misa through his Taiva that he made himself Yavo. He went within the Maves in order to get into Klai Yisrael. This is the secret of what Rus says, of what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Hinei Basi B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. He says, I came with a Megillah Sefer which is written on me. Which Megillah Sefer is Kosov Alai? Megillah Rus, that's the whole Megillah which is written about David HaMelech, and he says, Hine Basi, I came. Basi is again the Osios Ta'ev, the Inyan of Bia to come in. That because of his Taiva to come in, that's what the whole Megillah Rus is written about that. The Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai, that he was able to come into the Kahal Hashem. This is the secret of what Boaz says to Rus. He says, Acharei Moisi Sheikh, even after your husband died, but ta'azvi avich, and you left your father. I mean, you didn't go back to your father, to Eglon, in Moab. That's the pshat. Acharei mois, but ta'azvi avich. That because this chesed which you did, that you left your father, now we can take these letter avi, and stick it within the maves, acharei mois, to be mafrid, and to allow the drasha of my avis to come into existence. This is the secret of what Rus says to Nami. He says, ha-maves yafrid b'ni uvenich. That the mavis, that she was swearing, she said, only death can separate us for me to come, to become between us. But the secret of this is like this, ha-mavis yafrid, the mavis will split b'ni u'v'nich, to allow me and you to come together. That she split the word mavis into two, and she put the word yavo to come in, because she went between the mavis, that created the site of mayavis, which is the word which allows Rus to come into Kahal Yisrael. This is what David says in Tehillim, Yacha libi bekirbi, the emos maves naflu alai, that when the fear of maves comes upon me, yira v'yad v'rad yavoi bi. I'm not going to be marach in this, but yavo and that maves also creates mayavis. Happens to be bekirbi the emos, is the osios yikrivu mo'avis. Let the mo'avis come. Through this union of being the kasher, the yavo with the maves. In this Shame Ayin Beis. The 72-letter name of Hashem, which has altogether 216 letters, because each one of the 72-letter names of Hashem has three letters. So 72 times 3 is Zugamatria Gevura, which is the 216 letters of the Shame Ayin Beis.
Gevura?
Huh? Gevura is 216. Well, Ayin Beis is Chesed. That's how many words there are. And there's 216 letters, which is Gematria Gevura. So the Shem Ayin Beis is really a tziruf of Chesed and Gevura. That's what the Ari says, the secret of Vayavor Hashem Alpana. Vayavor is the Osios Ayin Beis Reshid Vav, which is Chesed and Gevura. Which is a tziruf of Chesed and Gevura, the Ari says. What's interesting is like this, is that Boaz, It seems that Boaz, that he used the Shem Ayin Beis in order to let Rus to come into Kahal Yisrael. But just like he used the last letter of the Aleph Beis, which is the Tav of Mayavis, to allow Rus to come into Kahal Yisrael, the last Shem of the Shem Ayin Beis, which is the lowest Shem of the Shem Ayin Beis, that's the Shem which Boaz used in order to let Rus to come into Kahal Yisrael. The last shame of the Shem Ayin Beis is the shame Mum. Mem, Vav, Mem. Now just like the letter Tav represents Misa, even the shame Mum represents a pagam. There's something wrong. Something which is lacking, a chisaron. And in fact, the first 72 words of the parsha of the Hayayim Shamaya corresponds to each one of the names of the Shem Ayin Beis. The word which corresponds to the shame mum is the word visamtem, which, by the way, is the beginning. Is visamtem is also like the letters of sam maves, so it's your sam maves, right? Like it can kill. So the last shame of the shame ayin beis, which is the shame mum, corresponds to the word visamtem, which is like sam hamaves, which is like misa mum pagam, right? This is like the tav of mayavis. Boaz came along and he was mala this shame of mum to allow Rus to come into Kahal Yisrael. This is the secret. The Arizal, by the way, says you're mechavin this shame in davening. We say in the beginning of Shacharis, Misharsim v'asher misharsav kulam oimdim b'rum oylam. Misharsim v'asher misharsav is the Rashi Tevo's mum. Mechavin the shame mum there, says the Ari.
Boaz is matri mum.
Huh? No. Oh, very good. Oh, I was going to get there, David. One second. Very good. Stealing my thunder, David. I'm going to get there. Very good. Very good. So, Mishar Sin Vashem Mishar Sav. Happens to be Mishar Sav is the Osios Shem Rus. Shem Shom Rus. This is the sort of what it says in the Megillas Rus. The Shem Hashenis Rus. The name of the second one is Rus. Shenis is Gematria Atzeres. Happens to be Shavuos. So therefore, Vashem Rus, Shem Rus is Mishar Sav. And that's the shame of Mum. Mishar Sim, Vashem Mishar Sav. So what's interesting is like this. The first shame of the Shem Ayin Beis, which is the most Chashev, is the shame of Vav, Hey, Vav. Vav, Hey, Vav. Vav, Hey, Vav. The last is Mum. So we said before, that Tov, who is Ploni Amoni, did not want to darshan the drasha of Mayavi Velangavis. He said no. But Boaz came along and he says, I'm going to darshan it. Right? So the first name, Shem, which is Vav Hevav, is Gematria Tov, which is the one who did not want to darshan it. Whereas Mum, which is the last shame, is Gematria Boyaz, who was going to darshan it. Yeah? Boyaz is also the Osios, Zu'ab, which is, this is the shame, Ayin Beis. Zu'ab. That's Boyaz. So Boyaz, which is the shame Mum, he darshaned it. But Toy, which is the first of the shame, which is Vav Hei Vav, he didn't darshan it. So this is the side of which it says, in the pasuk, what Rus, that Boaz says to Rus, "He tavt chasteicha acharon min harisho." That your chesed is better the last from the beginning. Chesed is gematria ayin beis, which is the ayin beis shemos. So he tavt chasteicha acharon min harisho. That the acharon, that the last shame of the shame ayin beis, was better than the first, because only in mum, which is gematria boyaz, who darshened it, is better than the first shame of the shame ayin beis, which is Toiv, who didn't darshan it. That's why he tav tchastech. He tav is tov, which is tov, which is this person who didn't darshan. He tav tchastech ha'achal min harishon. That the last shame, which is the shame mum, that was your knesen to the Kahal Hashem, because I darshan it. I'm the acharon boaz, which is mum, and the rishon, which is tov, which is vav hey vav, didn't darshan it. And that's how you came in. Because tov said about himself, it says in the pasuk, v'lai sidroish shloimam v'toivasam kayanach alei alam. That the Taiv, which is Taiv Asam, you don't darshan it. Can't darshan it, I'm Taiv. Taiv doesn't darshan it. He doesn't darshan it. But Boaz did darshan it, and that allowed Rus to come into the Kahal Hashem. So Dafka, this Shem Mum, which is the Lashon of Chisaron, the Sam Amaves, which is the Ois Tav, that's the Knisa of Rus into the Kahal Hashem. And what's the whole reason why that they darshan Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis? Because it says that Shelo kidmu eschem balechem u'b'mayim. Chazal said you can't have tainas on the woman. What, the Mo'avim were not, but only the men Mo'avim didn't come out to beep in Esau to give them bread and water when they were running through the midbar. They can't expect that of a woman called for the pas melech b'nima. That's how Rus was able to get in. No, well, Rus has a Jewish spark. And that's why, by the way, Dafka, he noticed her tznius, and that's why she was able to come in. Tznius is the inyan of Asher Lokinu Eschem Olechem Uvimayim, that she was justified by not coming out. Dafka to the tznius of Rus that she came in, which is how he knew to make that drasha. That's why it's interesting that because Mum is the shame which allows her to come into Kahal Yisrael, that's why Asher, like Kidmu Eschem Balechem Ubimaim. Kidmu, the last letter is Vav. Eschem Bilechem Mem. So Vav Mem Mem. That's the Shem Mum. Right there, which is the reason why a Mo'avis is allowed to get in, you have the Sofei Tevas Mum, because it's the last, the Sofei Tevas. It's the last shame of the Shem Ayin Beis. And it appears that Machlin and Kilyum also wanted to use this shame when they married Rus and Orpas, but they died. And it says, Vayamusu Gam Shnehem Machlin Bakilyum. Vayamusu, Vav, Gam, Mem, Shnehem, Mem. It's the Shem Mum again. Couldn't get in. They tried to use the Shem Mum, but couldn't get in. But they died rather than to allow them in. Because they played with fire. Since they played with the Shem of Mum, which is the Shem of Misa, they died from that Shem. But Boaz was able to use it successfully. Because it says by him, when he Paskin was to come in, it says, Mikomo, Edim Atem Hayom, the Pasuk says. Mikomo, Edim Atem Hayom is the Sofei Tevas Mum. To wrap it all up, Mum is the Rashi Tevos, Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis. Yeah. It's using that shame Mum, which is Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis, that's how you're able to get Rus into the Kahal Yisrael. The sort of what it says, Gedoyla Tshuva. Gemara says Gedoyla Tshuva. Tshuva is so great. Shadeicha leisase shebetayra. That it can be madcha leisase entire. This is the secret of Davin Amalek. The Davin Amalek, the Gemara says, he was hakim ulu shal tshuva. That he took the all of tshuva and he lifted it up. David is the essence of tshuva siyachah. The Gemara says he made such a tshuva that's called Gedoyla Tshuva. His tshuva was so great that it was deicha leisase entire. What leisase entire was he deicha? The Leisaseh, where it says, Lo Yavi Amoni, Mo'av is Makal Hashem. But that's a Leisaseh. But because his tshuva was so great, it was a Deicha that Leisaseh Shebetayah. It was Deiches in a way that it opened the door, that Pitachta L'maiseirai. It opened up the Tav, the Drasha, because the Ratzon of Ross, whose Davan HaMelech was so great, to allow him to come into Kal Yisrael. That's the story, that Tshuva is even higher than Taira. That when the Ratzon for Tshuva is so high, then you put the Tav above the Aleph Beis, above the letters of the Aleph Beis, which is the Taira. And if it's so strong, then we say, G'doy L'Tshuva, Shadeich HaLeisa Seshav HaTaira. It can lie you in. That's why Rus, the Gemara says, Rus is Al Shem Shirivuhu, that Davan HaMelech came was Vivuhu B'Sish B'Chois. What about the Tav? That's the Tav, right? The Rus is Rivuhu with the Tav. Because of the Rivuhu of Davan HaMelech, there's a Tav in the Rus. Rus has a Tav, and in that Tav of Rus, that's how she's able to come into Kahai Yisrael. So that's the whole Indian of Shavuot. It's taking something which is very low, which is the Davan HaMelech, which is the Rus's in the world, which is there's no hope. And if you have a very strong Ratzon, Adam Masa Abayinim, Aisa the Reish Pina. There's more to be married here. But I'll just say one last remnant. The Shem Mom comes, we know that the Shem Ayin Beis comes from the Pasuk Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. Right? It's three psukim in Bishalach by P.S. Yamsuf. Of which, if you take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, and then the first letter of the first pasuk, yeah. So the first, you take the first letter of. So for example, like this, the first letter of Vayisa is a vav, the last letter of the second pasuk is a hey, and then the first letter of the third pasuk is Vayit, right? So together it spells vav hey vav, right? That's the first shame is like that. So therefore, the last shem, which is mum, comes from the last letter of the first pasuk, the first letter of the second pasuk, and then again, the last letter of the last pasuk. If you take a look at the words from which the shem comes from, it comes from the word like this. The last word of the shem, the last word of the first pasuk is the word me'acharihem. The mem, the last letter mem of me'acharihem. The first letter of the second pasuk, which is the vav of mum, comes from the word vayavo. And then the last letter of the word of the same mem, which comes from the last letter of the third pasuk, comes from the word hamayim. Yeah? So you have mi'achareihem, vayavo, hamayim. Yeah? That's where the same mum comes from. This, again, is a remnant to that pasuk of heitavt, chazit, ha'acharon, min harishon. Because we said like this, that the Acharon is greater than the Rishon. So that's why, from the word Me'acharihem, which is the Acharon, comes the first letter of Mo. That's the Acharon. Min is Gematria Mayim, which is Hamayim, which is the third word. And Vayavo, which is the middle, that's the whole secret of what we said before. That the word Yavo goes into the Maves and splits it up. So therefore, Mamish from the construct of the word Mum, where it comes from the Shem Ayin Beis, you have the whole Indian of Hitav Chazich Acharon Anishon. But you take the Yavo, which is, by the way, the middle word, and you put it in the middle, and it's mafrid between the Maves, and because of the Koyach of the Misave, that if a person has a real Taivet to come in, not only does he get in and break through the Maves, which is the place where you can't get in, but your Oyle L'Resh Bina Evin, which is again from the Lashon of being Misave, the Koyach of being Misave, the Av, the strength, and you become the Resh Bina, you become from the others. So especially in this door, where we're mamish, ragleha yardos mavis, we're mamish at the bottom, and we have no milus, we have no taira, we have nothing. But what we have more than anything else, because we're so far, is the greatest chukwa out of every single door. But the farther you are from something which you love, the greater your cheshit gets. So because we feel like we're so far away from godless, we feel so far away from bil madrigas, we have such a taiva during this not of malchus, which is Mashiach, and this door, it will be said about it, evin masu habayim ha'isa reshbina. Hashem's going to take this dar, which is the tav, which is the last, and he's going to build it. All the future generations are going to be built upon this dar, that it's going to be the tav of which the aleph and the beis comes from. So in the schos of our taiva and our ratzon and our tshuva, which is what this dar achron is all about, will be zeichet to be a skel tzedek and to be the dar rishon, the key in love, and the alfiyas from achar's kureishas from Erev and Minu.
Amen. We're talking about the aleph and...